Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Time is either working for you or time is working against you. Which one's going to be? Hey, everybody. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Great to have you back. Better than ever. November 12th of 2019, so just a couple months ago. Today is January 21st of 2020. November 12th, I posted on Instagram and Facebook a photo. By the way, I find this hilarious. This has nothing to do with what I was going to talk about, but I find it hilarious. I very rarely buy anything new or nice for myself. You know, my kids, you know, once you have kids, you stop golfing and you don't buy anything for yourself. At least that's what I found as a dad. So I haven't golfed. When's the last time I played golf? A serious round of golf? I'm going to say probably 15 years ago, 2005. Yeah, the spring of 2005. So yeah, okay, 15 years ago is the last time I played golf. And I was an avid golfer, played 3-4 times a week, member of a country club. All that goes away, baby, because you either spend time on the course or you spend time with your family. I don't know. Maybe you can juggle both. Good for you if you can. Anyway, I was at Nordstrom November 12th, bought myself a Patagonia coat. I had no idea what Patagonia is. I have no idea. So I bought it. It was $200 for the coat. Nice coat. I thought it was nice. I mean, I bought myself a coat in, let me think about this again. 8 years, maybe? Bought myself my last. Maybe it was 10. I don't know. I just don't think winter's long enough here in Cincinnati to buy a coat. I lived in Buffalo. Might be a different story. So average snowfall in Cincinnati, Ohio is about 15 inches a year. We get that during breakfast in Buffalo when we used to live there. So I bought a Patagonia coat and I posted on Instagram a photo of, hey, you got everything's a mindset. 128 days until spring. I'm just going to smile because it's right around the corner. Just going to count the days and something like that. My kids all of a sudden, because they stalk my Instagram, texting their mom, Dad, oh my, what's Dad doing with a Patagonia coat? Patagonia coat. Every one of them. I'm like, what the hell is that? Who cares what kind of coat am I? So I guess it got a big brouhaha in the family that Dad bought a name brand coat. And they didn't get a Patagonia coat. I guess it was the whole problem. Anyway, so back, that was November 12th. Now here's the real reason for the podcast a few minutes in. That was 128 days I put. 128 days till spring. I was like, oh, ha, ha, ha. You know, it's only November. You're already counting spring. Guys, can I tell you something? It's as I sit here recording this podcast in the dark in the parking lot here in Loveland, Ohio, after I just dropped my girls off at school. 59 days, less than 60 days until spring. That's how fast time goes. I couldn't believe it. I had to, you know, use both hands and my toes to count, carry the one, you know, 59 days until spring. Time is either working for you or against you. So I'm thinking, what have I been doing since November 12th? Just rewind the clock back to November 12th, you know? And I've been doing a lot of content creation, a lot of coaching, and obviously, you know, sending people through the coaching funnel to try to find new and amazing clients. Let me ask you a question. What have you been doing since November? Since right before Thanksgiving here in the U.S., and I know the show goes out to 220 countries, but since the middle of November, what have you been doing to work on your dreams? Some of you I've had actually that initial call with, and you told me your dreams in the middle of November, what it is that you wanted to do. Have you started in that direction at all? Did you get caught up in doing a lot of the same stuff that you were doing prior to that? Or maybe you're rocking and rolling and you are well on your way to Saturday. Maybe you're thinking, oh my God, I could not believe it's gone this fast and I've got this much done. That's that whole compound interest effect, that time is either your ally or it is your enemy. If you're stagnant and sedentary and you're not really pushing yourself, and I just mean, you know, doing something every single day towards that vision that you want to have, time's working against you if you're not doing that. You know, it's working against you because springtime's coming. I mean, summer's coming, and pretty before you know it, it's gonna be January 2021. You know, and what are you gonna be doing? What's that gonna look like for you? Let me give you some great tips on how to get rocking and rolling right now. First thing, develop a winning routine first thing in the morning. I cannot emphasize this enough. Your whole day will be dictated by how you either jump out of bed or you are just, here we go again. And maybe you grab a cup of coffee. Nothing wrong with that. I grab coffee, okay? Maybe you scroll social media for a few minutes. No, nothing wrong with that. I'm not this anti-social media guy. Do a complete detox in the morning. But there's certain habits that are non-negotiable. And content for your business, whether it's digital, physical, whether you run a brick and mortar store, whatever that looks like, you need to create something in the first couple hours when you wake. Let me tell you why. Because creating makes you feel alive. It's way better than maintaining. Maintaining means I'm just going to maintain my weight. I'm going to maintain my lifestyle. I'm going to maintain my bank account. Boring. None of that's exciting. Creating something. And look, I'm not talking about you got to do a whole Picasso out there and create a, you know, this legendary piece of artwork. I'm saying, how about a post? How about instead of posting about something political or posting about something in the news or posting about what you had for breakfast, how about a post that is congruent with what your vision is, with what this movement is that you want to launch, with what your business is talking about, something congruent with the old CTA. The call to action. The call to action. Maybe you want to get people to your landing page to download your lead magnet. Maybe you want to get people to your calendar. Maybe you want to get people to your podcast, to a video that you created on YouTube. That, what does that do? That's the next step in the progression. So what have we done? You woke up. You started thinking. Look, scroll the social media for a few minutes. I'm just saying don't get on the rabbit hole for an hour, okay? It's okay to get on Twitter. And I'm not, see, here's the thing. Everything in moderation. You can't just go cold turkey with a diet. You can't go cold turkey with social media. You can, you know, as I mentioned, I got rid of Facebook and Gmail off my phone. It freed up so much time. But then here's what I found. I had to put Facebook back on my phone because I want to update my Facebook stories because I do promos and things like that. But I disciplined myself enough not to go down the Facebook rabbit hole. I just don't do it. I get on there, I post on my story, or I'll put a post out there in our Facebook group, Sam Crowley's group of doers and dreamers and entrepreneurs. You can get in there. There's no charge to be in that group. And that's what I use it for. And that's what you should use it for as well, to make sure. So what's the thought in your head that you want to share with your tribe? I don't care if your tribe's three people. I don't care if it's your mom, your uncle, and your sister. You need to start somewhere. And by the way, watch how fast momentum gets created. It doesn't matter if you only have relatives following you right now on social media. Watch how fast momentum gets created when people realize that you are the go-to for this specific area. Okay, remember, generalists get paid, specialists get wealthy. Start specializing in a thought. You know, just, you don't got to be the greatest brain surgeon out there, or you don't got to be the greatest plumber or electrician. Just specialize in a thought and own that thought. My thought is momentum. Every day is Saturday. Freedom. Things like that, you know, and I always post about that stuff. What's the one thought right now that you want to post about? So wake up, start having positive thoughts, read a chapter or two of your favorite book. I'm reading Atomic Habits right now, as I mentioned, and then share a thought on social media, and then share it again a few hours later and share a new one. Maybe you post on Instagram or Facebook. Use social media to your advantage. Don't use it like everybody else does and, you know, complain and moan and all that stuff. So developing winning habits in the morning. Go for a walk. Go to the gym. Eat something healthy. You know what I've had for breakfast every day for 2 weeks? By the way, I still weigh 202. Last week I weighed 202. Nothing has changed, but there's something happening. Remember, it's that ice that's sitting on the coffee table in the room that's currently 25 degrees. That's where my weight's at right now. Somehow I took a plunge from 215 to 202 and I can't get off 202, which is fine. No big deal. I did my 10,000 steps yesterday. Haven't been to the gym in 2 weeks because I'm still fighting whatever, you know, this cold, and I just don't feel like I want to go to the gym. No big deal, but I'm getting my walk in every day. So I'm getting 10,000 steps in every day. That ice cube's going to melt. It's going to hit 33 degrees sooner or later. I'll be at 195. I already know that. I already know that's going to happen, because just because you can't see it on the scale doesn't mean it's not happening in the background. There's something happening. Body is shifting. Weight's going to come up. I'm not worried about what the scale says. I'm still measuring it, but I'm not worried about what it says on January 21st. And you shouldn't either. Whether that scale represents your bank account, relationships, finances, if you're moving in the right direction with winning habits first thing in the morning, that scale, however you measure your life, it's going to change. It may not change by the end of that day, but it's going to change by the end of the month, the end of the following month. You keep creating winning habits. All right, it's going to happen. By the way, another winning habit less than 60 days away, the live event in Vegas. It's going to be a workshop. You're going to be there. I'm going to be there. It's going to be an intimate setting. We're going to connect for 2 days. We're going to kick it off at 9 a.m. on Saturday, March 14th. We're going to go 9 to 5 Saturday, probably maybe 9 to 6 even. I mean, look, I'm hanging out. I'm not going anywhere. My flight's not till Monday. So Saturday, we'll probably go late. We'll kick it back off again Sunday, March 15th. At 9 a.m., we'll get you out of there by 4 in the afternoon. If you got to book flights, travel, all the information you can find out, samcrowley.live. Samcrowley.live. I want to see you in Vegas. It's going to be epic, man. It is going to be so much fun. If you love this podcast, you are going to love being in that room for 2 days straight. It's going to be awesome. And if you want to work together one-on-one, don't forget, get on my calendar, launchwithsam.com. Launchwithsam.com. Book a call. I'll call you. All right. Remember, create the winning habits first thing in the AM. We are 60 days from spring in the here in the U.S. 60 days from spring. I can't believe it. Time's working for you or time's working against you. Make it work for you and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.